You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. There is a battle brewing in Lawrence, and it's about land and what it's used for and who gets to decide. WBUR's Simone Rios has been reporting on that. He's here in Studio 2. Simone, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Tiziana.
So let's just start with there's the surface level and there's the underneath. So we'll go with the surface level. Mm. What's on that level, what's this battle about?
Okay, so in Lawrence, the issue is over who gets to implement this urban renewal plan that was passed by the city back in 2016. So basically, the plan identified 11 properties, all in the vicinity of the Merrimack River. If you know Lawrence, it's a former mill town. There's a lot of underutilized, even blighted properties. And so you have an initiative almost a decade since it started to really redevelop these sites and help bring Lawrence forward. But now that it's time to implement this urban renewal plan, you have a major political fight unfolding. So two guys on each side of the fight. You have Mayor Brian De Peña, who's Lawrence's relatively new mayor. He took office at the end of 2021, former city councilor and a businessman in the city. And then on the other side, you have Giovanni Rodriguez, who's the council president. He's an engineer. He commutes to Dedham every day and then works as a city councilor. Both of these guys are from the Dominican Republic, as are the majority of Lawrence's people. But the conflict started really brewing back in October. The mayor put an item on the city council's agenda to transfer these 11 city properties to the Lawrence Redevelopment Authority in one go. The council did not sign off on that, so the mayor turns around, issues an executive order to transfer the properties without approval from the council.
Basically says, I'm going to go around you.
Exactly. And I have some tape from Council President Rodriguez about what the mayor plans to do.
The only thing that I can tell you is this is not transparent. They probably want to do some type of project that maybe the community might not approve it.
So now the council's trying to stop the mayor from pursuing his plan to transfer these properties.
And does the mayor want to do something as a project that the council might not approve of?
Yeah. So there's one site in particular that advocates have pointed to. This is the Pemberton Park site. So, you know, the big Merrimack River, you have a park that's there, kind of a river walk that's really kind of blighted and underused. Huge, ugly parking lot next to it. And in this urban renewal plan, people from the city, people from the council, people from the community said that we want this to be green space. And it's in the plan for everybody to read. Now the mayor's saying we need housing. Lawrence is facing a housing crisis. And by the way, we need the kind of revenue that a park won't provide. And the city councilors are saying, wait a second, people wanted to see green space there.
So there's also a sticky wicket in that different parties are getting different legal advice inside the city.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's complicated.
Right. So two lawyers working for the city of Lawrence with opposing views. On one side is Timothy Houghton, who's Lawrence's city attorney. He says, you know, each one of these 11 properties has to go to the city council for approval. So that the city council will know what's going to be done with the properties before signing off on moving them from the city. And then on the other side, you have a lawyer, Brian Corrigan, who works for the Lawrence Redevelopment Authority. And he's saying that this urban renewal plan actually gave the mayor's office the ability to move the city properties without council approval. So if two lawyers couldn't figure this out for Lawrence, now there could be a third lawyer involved. The council voted earlier this month to hire another lawyer to stop the mayor's land transfer in court.
Okay, so Simone, this is really interesting because we've got straight up dispute, right? Mm. Hey, one argument, the mayor, hey, times have changed. Yeah, it put before a park, but now we need housing and we need money in a different way. City council saying, nope, there was a plan. You got to stick to the plan. You can't go around us. Lawyers on both sides saying, no, this side's right. No, that side's right. So on its surface, already kind of complicated and gnarly. But you have found it really interesting in that there is a level below that, and this is the urban renewal thing, which is just such a piece of Massachusetts conversation. So take us there.
Yeah. I mean, I think in the Boston area, when we use the term urban renewal, it invokes a lot of negative things. You know, the demolition of the West End, going
to
back
make
to the
place for the City Hall and Government Center and
exactly,
all of that. Yeah,
exactly. It was a working class immigrant neighborhood, you know, 70 years ago, and now it's a hugely developed site. But you know, there's a lot more to urban renewal than just one unfortunate project. I mean, the Boston Planning and Development Agency, as it's called, formerly the BRA, is responsible for a huge amount of different projects, and it's not the same kind of organization as it was 70 years ago. And what's interesting is that Boston is actually moving to do away with the Boston Redevelopment Agency, which is still called that on paper, even though it's been branded differently, and to move many of its functions to the city. Then you go up in Lawrence, and actually the opposite is playing out, where the mayor says, hey, we have this authority to redevelop major parts of the city, and we're going to use our redevelopment authority to execute that.
So to note for listeners, we'll be talking with Boston Mayor Michelle Wu on Monday. One of the questions will be about her plans for the Boston Planning and Development Agency and, moving it inside the city, et cetera. Where does something like, Simone, a park versus housing fit in this concept of who's responsible for urban renewal and whose voices get heard? Because it strikes me in reading your story and listening to the voices, part of the conversation here is that this was a participatory process, yes?
That's right. I mean, again, it goes back nearly a decade, and there were, you know, dozens of meetings and all manner of community input over more than a year that, you know, dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds of people in Lawrence got to say what they wanted to happen with all these underutilized sites. And in the case of this Pemberton Park, the plan calls for green space. And actually, we talked to we heard from one of the people who was involved in developing the urban renewal plan. Her name is Maggie Church, and here she is speaking to the city council at their April public meeting about her concerns.
The plan is very clear that park, that the desire of the public and the community as expressed in the plan is for a concert venue and expanded public park, not for residential development on that site.
So the mayor's office is saying, well, conditions have changed. Octavian Spanner is a senior advisor to Mayor De Peña. That's who spoke to us about what the city is intending to do. He's the mayor's right-hand man on redevelopment efforts. Let's listen to his argument.
Back then in 2016, they said, let's make it green space. Then we need to reevaluate, see if that is consistent with the needs of the community now.
So, you know, you have an obvious need for housing, but then people in Lawrence are saying we also have a need for recreation and green space. This is a densely populated urban neighborhood. So it could end up playing out in court.
So, Simone, one of the things that strikes me about this is that we get to a point where residents and city officials are having to choose. A park is a good thing. Mm. Affordable housing is a good thing. More housing is a good thing. All things that people in cities agree everybody needs for quality of life. And yet there's a choice that has to happen here. And that just in listening to you talk about it, I'm just kind of getting smacked between the eyes with that piece of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think a lot of people are facing that on the macro scale. We need more housing. But then when you talk to the people who live in the neighborhoods where local officials are talking about building that housing, they're saying, we already have too much traffic. We already have too much congestion. We need places where we can, you know, enjoy our city. And here, in the case of this Pemberton Park, it's a huge lot in a potentially beautiful site. I mean, it's a mess now. But you could see they're modeling, they're using Boston's Esplanade as an example, and they want to put a concert venue there. So they want nice things too in Lawrence, but the mayor has to balance that with, you know, his perception of what Lawrence most needs, and they're calling for more housing.
And in our last minute, you've also done a lot of look at New Bedford. Mm. Is there anything that strikes you looking at this in Lawrence, looking at the housing reporting that you've done in New Bedford, about maybe another question you want to ask in your reporting going forward? What's on your mind next, Simone?
I mean, I think that's the key issue, is how the state is going to continue building the housing that we need, but also doing it in a way that, you know, that works for people who live in these places. And I see that everywhere I go, whether it's in Boston, in Dorchester, or New Bedford, Lawrence. It's always the same kind of questions. Everybody knows we need more housing, but the people in the neighborhoods are often resistant to seeing it happen in a way that affects them.
Yeah, WBUR reporter Simone Rios, fascinating. Can't wait to have you back in. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tiziana.